Clearly, the growth of the ISIS is a result of the NATO countries supporting armed insurrection and the overthrow of the Assad government. This can be seen in many diverse and related ways. In the first instance, the U.S. channeled arms and financial support to the armed invaders of Syria. Much of these arms and funding eventually found its way into the hands of the ISIS, either directly or indirectly. We know for a fact that many of the jihadists originally were engaged in opposition to Assad, later joined ISIS, defected to it as a more effective fighting group. Secondly, the big gains of ISIS was a result of securing arms, billions of dollars of U.S. arms as a result of their military victories in northern Iraq, when the Iraqi army trained and armed by the U.S. collapsed, and the ISIS was able to capture enormous stores of arms and then transfer them back to Syria and pose a threat to Syria. Thirdly, we know the Turkish government, for example, has trained and facilitated the entry into Syria of many of the ISIS fighters. Over the previous 2 years, Erdogan gave a green light to the entry from his country into Syria. Fourthly, we know that Saudi Arabia had close working relationships and probably still does, providing financial aid to these Sunni terrorists. So these are all related factors. We know Turkey and Saudi Arabia are close allies. The United States, the U.S. has never raised any serious questions about their relationships to the ISIS fighters, even to this day. We know the U.S. has weakened the Syrian government through its sanctions and restrictions on its capacity to carry on war, constantly putting the government under threat. So I think it's very clear that ISIS is an outgrowth of U.S. policy. It has grown because of transfers of U.S. arms, either indirectly or directly. And thirdly, we know that the continuing opposition to the secular government of Bashar Assad is facilitating the expansion of ISIS and posing a threat to the countries, both Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon.